From WDAV Classical Public Radio and South Carolina ETV Radio, I'm Lisa Simeone with World of Opera. Chances are you've heard this music many times before. It's one of classical music's most famous pieces, the overture to Rossini's opera, William Tell. It may be even better known as the theme music for a classic radio and television series, The Lone Ranger. But do you know what element Rossini's galloping overture shares with this more somber music? This is Robert Schumann's overture to The Bride of Messina, an opera he never got around to finishing. Now, what does it have in common with the William Tell overture? Not sure? Okay, Schumann's piece isn't nearly as famous as Rossini's Lone Ranger music, so maybe the connection isn't so obvious. Here's another hint. This next music is every bit as famous as Rossini's overture and shares the same common trait as Schumann's Bride of Messina. This time, with the famous chorus from Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, the connection shared by all the music we've just heard is a little more clear. At least if you know who wrote the poem behind Beethoven's Ode to Joy. It was the 18th century German playwright Friedrich Schiller. It seems that Schiller didn't know a lot about music and didn't even have much of a taste for it, but somehow his plays managed to inspire a wide range of musicians, from Beethoven to Schumann to Rossini, and also another of opera's greatest masters, Verdi. Verdi actually wrote four operas based on Schiller, I Masnadieri, Joan of Arc, Don Carlos, and the drama we're featuring today, his brilliant and often neglected score, Louisa Miller. Coming up on World of Opera, Verdi's 1849 drama Louisa Miller from the Hamburg State Opera. The stars are soprano Nino Machaidze in the title role, with tenor Ivan Magri as Rodolfo, in a production led by conductor Simone Young.